Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, visiting with a Navajo Indian cowboy, Keyshawn Whitehorse. Keyshawn has had a very successful career riding bulls on the PBR Unleash the Beast Tour. Hello, Keyshawn. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's good to see you. Tell us a little bit about your start in riding bulls.
Just a younger kid. I saw it on TV when I was little, and my dad was watching it. I just wanted to do it.
Let's talk about this season and what it has done for you, starting with the six-time PBR World Finals, headed towards your seventh. What has changed in the seasons compared to your first?
Just being able to be calm and then observe the situation. This year's really been, it started off really with lows from tearing my bicep at the beginning of the year, the first event I went to also just being cut from the tour for really the first time in my career. And then now here I am back in the top 15 in the world. So it's had its lows, it has peaks and valleys.
That is very interesting. You know, bull riders in general, I mean, if you ride 50%, that's a whale of a season. You've got to overcome whatever happened last night or 6 hours ago or sometimes an hour ago. How do you accomplish that? And how could you compare that with anything else someone does overcoming defeat?
I think a positive mindset has obviously a lot to deal with it. But at the end of the day, if you fail at something or you don't do good, it's just you got to know your ability and you got to know and trust your training and your preparation within it. So if something bad happens, it's just part of it, and you continue to move on and persevere knowing that it's going to work out for you in the end. I mean, a golfer might hit one bad shot, but it doesn't mean his whole round's going to be bad. So just keep getting on.
Yes, sir. The bucking bulls, they don't see the buckles. They don't care. They do not discriminate. What do you do to overcome any fear of failure, getting hurt on a 2,000-pound animal that isn't a very dangerous sport?
Yeah, I think number one, especially for the injury part, is making sure I have good faith in the Creator. And then other than that, trust my training and preparation. And then for my mental side of things, I just make sure I bring the fight every single time, making sure that I'm aggressive and making sure that I do know that I'm there to win. Because if you're timid and you're afraid and scared, more than likely you are going to get hurt if that's what you're focused on.
Victory and defeat are a large part of sports, and that's the best thing for the kids. We've talked about the downs. Let's talk about the ups. Man, when you get on a roll, it's probably like nothing else.
Absolutely. You know, the victories are great. You take that ball and you roll with the momentum. You allow yourself to enjoy those moments. That's how you're able to carry it over. If you don't take in those moments at hand, then you won't be able to carry it over. But then you also got to let those moments go and keep them in, I guess, in a little memory box, I'd say, because then you got to pursue the next thing. And with that being said, the victories are amazing. Those are things that you'll always remember the rest of your life. And when you're done riding bulls, the times you win, the times you do good, the bull rides that you make, the great bull rides that you make, you're going to remember that forever.
Yes, sir. Indian country is very proud of you. You have a following in this sport, Navajo Nation or not. Does the support of your family in Indian country make a big difference to you?
Absolutely. Being Navajo is who I am, and I like to stay true to my roots, and my family helped me out, and then having the culture and the fans back me with that, it only makes me want to represent them more proudly and do good even more.
Yes, sir. One more question. Anything you can share with the young men and women listening now that might give them advantage or a leg up in whatever they want to do?
Yeah, main thing is enjoy life, enjoy you, bring your own happiness, but also believe in yourself wholeheartedly no matter what you do. If there's something you want to obtain, you got to believe it before you can achieve it. But then if you believe, you can achieve.
That's words of our champion, Keyshawn Whitehorse, Navajo Indian Cowboy number 15 in the PBR World Standings, heading towards his seventh PBR World Finals. Keyshawn, have success. God bless you, partner.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.